again, and welcome to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. Foreplay is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Each episode, we cover an aspect of sex that impacts your sex life and something that you can relate to. So if you find our discussions helpful, please give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. We would love it if you would tell a friend about us. You can find us also on the web at foreplayrst.com. And if you have a comment or a topic that you'd like us to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. Please send them to us at info@foreplayrst.com. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic. It is our high holy holiday.
Yes.
Valentine's Day.
St. Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Valentine's Day relationships, there are hearts and red and pink and purple things everywhere. Flower departments are, flower stores are going crazy. Flower stores, like they're not called something else. Florist are going crazy.
What is wrong with your brain, Adam? I've been worried about my brain lately.
I don't know. It's tired. But yeah, so what Valentine's Day, there's lots of opinions about Valentine's Day, but do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah, we do. And Awakenings celebrates Valentine's Day as well. Yeah. We give out wine to all our referrers, and so it's a huge process. We develop this list.
Yeah.
Who gets the wine? You'll probably get a bottle.
Oh,
maybe,
please.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky.
If you're lucky.
If I can put
red
in for
wine.
Two bottles.
Adam likes red wine, so that's good.
What have you guys, what's been your best Valentine's date with Derek? What's been the best gift he's given you, but best overall in a Valentine's Day experience?
I think that the best Valentine's Day experience was we went to an Indian restaurant. And this was before I had really discovered Indian food. And so it was like this whole new exotic world. And there were like people belly dancing. I mean, it was really crazy,
awesome.
Different world, very exciting. So that was probably my best one in terms of what we actually did, you know, on the go out part.
Yeah.
How about you? What is your best Valentine's Day memory or what are you going to do?
It is actually better, like, we are cursed on Valentine's Day.
Ooh,
so we celebrate Valentine's Day, but we never, ever celebrate it on the actual day because anytime we do, it goes horribly, horribly wrong.
Last
time we tried to celebrate Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day, we made plans. We got reservations. We had this whole thing set out of what we were going to do. Mm-hmm. We were going to go to this festival downtown. And as I was getting ready, I was shaving. And I nicked I got a razor cut, which is normally not a big deal, except it was right inside my nose.
Oh,
right?
No.
And so it wouldn't stop bleeding. And we had to get to the restaurant. So I went to the restaurant with a tissue
really
stuffed up my nose,
Adam.
And it wouldn't stop all through dinner.
No.
I couldn't get it to stop, but we had to make our reservation.
Uh-huh.
And then it took so long for that. I spent like 20 minutes of the date in the bathroom trying to get it to stop. And then by the time I got it to stop, I was so lightheaded from
the blood loss
that I couldn't, like, I was like, you have to drive and I can't go. I can't go walk around a festival. So we just went to a movie. And then, Lori, we went to this movie and right at the climactic scene where everything was going to be resolved, the movie stops working and all the lights come on. And
you are cursed.
They can't do it. So anyway, so that is a typical story of what happens to us on Valentine's
Day. That is terrible.
Only when we go out on Valentine's Day. Everything is fine. We go out another day. We go out like the 12th or the 15th.
And then it works.
And then it works fine. Everything is good.
So you're celebrating, but you're avoiding the actual day.
We celebrate,
but we avoid
the day of. So but we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of Valentine's Day because we think it's important, right?
Yeah,
like,
we do.
That's the first do is don't write it off as some
That's our
Hallmark.
First don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. First don't. We're doing don'ts first.
Yeah.
The don't write it off as a greeting card holiday.
Yeah. I think that it's too culturally entrenched for us to be able to say, oh, that's just something that's commercial. And why should I take one day to say I love you when Hallmark says that I should, right?
Yeah, every day should be Valentine's Day.
Oh,
for us,
yeah. Right. No, I mean, I just think, you know, it's too much a part of our culture. We see hearts everywhere. There's decorations. There's talk about it, and I just think we can't ignore that this is a focus. And I think it's special. I think it's special to say, you know, there are certain days and rituals that remind us of our commitment, and it's the time to do it up.
And most people...
Anniversaries, and I think Valentine's Day, birthdays.
I think a lot of people who say they don't want anything on Valentine's Day are just lying. Right, they're just not telling the truth.
Yes,
you know, because they're trying to be either cool or suave or not put any pressure on their partner, and it's just not—it's just not the truth. Like they want something to be done on the day, and then plus they go to work, and everybody else is receiving flowers and mementos of relationships and cards and all this kind of stuff, and they're not the one. If they're the only one receiving that, like sometimes their emotion may work against their logic.
Yeah,
you know,
feel unloved.
You feel uncared for.
Yeah.
Even though logically you know that you told your partner you didn't want them to do anything.
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day.
Don't say that.
It's hard. It's a hard thing to fight against. And plus, celebrating your relationship, right? It's a good thing. Like having mementos or rituals where you intentionally celebrate your relationship. And this is one that is easier to step into than some others, right?
Absolutely. There's so much that, you know, is ready-made. I mean, just pull up Google Valentine's Day, what to do, you know, on Valentine's Day. What's special? What's unique?
And every store has a pop-up Valentine section,
absolutely.
Right? It's not hard. Anything almost counts, right? There's almost anything that counts.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so don't leave it to the last minute.
This is mainly for the guys out there, obviously, right?
Because that's just guys tend to do that.
Right. Okay. If you're making the reservation, you need to have that done ahead of time. If there's gifts involved, have that already worked out, right? The last minute gesture oftentimes is going to be mediocre, right?
Yeah, it's going to be obvious that you just thought of it as a last minute. I think the worst gift is grocery store flowers. Really think it's a bad gift. I mean, if that's all you got, what I think you should do is go and buy two or three bouquets at the grocery store and separate out the flowers. You know, really pick just the pink ones or the red ones or something, because by that time that you've just thought of it and they're all picked over. But overall, I don't like grocery store flowers. I just think, you know, they're ugly bouquets.
Yeah.
I'm a single flower variety person.
You just want all one flower.
All
in
one
a
flower. And it doesn't have to be roses. I mean, I like Astramarium, which is super cheap and it's pink. Turns out, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be expensive, but all one variety.
I don't know that word that you just said.
Astramarium.
What's that? Astramarium.
Astramarium.
I have never heard that before in my entire life.
Yeah.
All right. Is it acceptable if I buy all different bouquets of grocery store flowers and then have my friend who is more artistic put them together?
I guess that's acceptable. But why not just go to a florist? You know, why not figure out a source? If you're going to do flowers, why not just figure out a better source? There are better sources than grocery stores if you're going to give flowers.
Yes. I would say that my only hesitancy about that is that they're super expensive.
No, that's not true. That's your perception. That is totally your perception.
Okay.
Trust me on this, Adam.
What if I get the flowers and put them in a nice vase and take off the grocery store label?
No.
That's not acceptable?
I really don't think so.
Okay. What about the box candy that's shaped like a heart?
That's okay.
That's all right?
Yeah, that's kind of cute.
All right.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Okay.
Adam, you're not going to be last minute, are you?
I'm not always last minute, but I admit that I have sometimes fallen victim to the last minute. My intentions are always always to be ahead of the game.
My husband often gives me lilies, which I really like, Asiatic lilies that, you know, are really perfumey. And he says, you know, they're Lori, I love you. So, isn't that cute?
Oh, Lily. I see.
Yeah,
lilies.
Yeah.
I got you. A little acronym there.
Yeah.
Took me a second. I think the other don't that we would say is don't give the gift that you want, but give the gift your partner would want, which is often really hard to think about and to put yourself in their place as to what would be meaningful. This is the kind of a love language type of deal that we talk about sometimes, is thinking through what's your partner's love language. If their love language is quality time, flowers and chocolates aren't going to cut it.
Right.
That doesn't symbolize something special for them.
Flowers and chocolate and time. That would be nice.
You got to add – the time has to be there. Or if they're words of affirmation, if that's the way that they receive love, writing out a letter – telling
a
them
a beautiful that, card,
telling them how much they love you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's going to be more meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking, but that may not be
and
what
sex,
you want.
But we're going to get to that.
We're going to get that sex. That's on,
yeah,
that's on
yeah.
our
if sex
our
is their
list.
Love language. Oof.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. physical touch is your love language. Making sure you carve out the night for mm-hmm. that. But
well, and do you know about Bitmojis? Have we talked about Bitmojis? So you know what an emoji is.
I know what a Bitmoji is.
Okay. So you know what a Bitmoji is.
Yes. I'm a little confused about where you're going with this. So
well,
I'm
there's
interested
like
in this.
There are fabulous Bitmojis for Valentine's Day and for love.
Okay.
I think this is such a fun thing. I mean, I'm all about it. I love them. You develop this little avatar. For those of you who don't know, Bitmoji is an app on your phone, and you develop an avatar that looks like you.
Okay.
And then the program offers you a million different things to that you can express yourself with. It could be anything from this day sucks to I love you, and even sexy stuff like, you know, your avatar in a bed of rose petals or something, you know, mm-hmm. indicating let's have sex. Or and right. there's sexual ones too. They're not wildly sexual, but
right.
definitely, hey, interested and that kind of stuff. They're really cute.
Okay.
And for people who are nonverbal, great thing.
So you're saying that the only thing I need to do for Valentine's Day is send an erotic Bitmoji.
That's no, but that would be a good thing to
do. Okay.
You know, several Bitmojis all day long.
So Bitmojis all day long. Okay.
Yeah, I love that.
Awesome. Okay.
So that's my love language. Bitmojis are my love language.
Bitmojis are your Bitmojis are your love language.
They totally are my love language. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Awesome. I learn something new about you every time we do this podcast. All right. I didn't know that. So we'll communicate now from now on in just Bitmojis.
Okay, that's good.
Not the erotic guy. But
I'll send you
that for Derek. All right, so let's come back and talk about the do's of Valentine's Day.
Okay, when we get back after the break. So, Adam, we're going to do a new thing. We are going to offer a link to Patreon on 4Play Radio Sex Therapy, which is 4PlayRST.com, for people who are really interested in helping us develop deeper, you know, more interesting podcasts and also offer resources to them.
Yeah, Patreon is a platform where you can directly support things that you love. We know that several of you have been real supportive of us, and we hope you would consider being financially supportive as well.
Right, because we're running practices and families, and we need time really to do more, something like a webinar. We'd like to do some worksheets for you.
We really want to expand the resources that we can be able to provide to you as our listeners, dive deeper into the questions you have, offer more practical steps for you to have the best possible relationship.
So we're looking for some patrons. We appreciate already the love, the emails that you send. All of that is great. So if you love listening to us, you can find out how to support us by going to our website, 4playrst.com. Thank you so much for considering that. We appreciate it.
Wanting Sex Again: How to Rediscover Desire and Heal a Sexless Marriage by certified sex therapist Lori Watson.
Each chapter is designed to fix one of the problems that cause low libido, from early marriage through the childbearing years, even all the way through menopause. I've also had men read it and tell me that for them it was the most helpful thing they read about resolving sexual problems.
Look for Wanting Sex Again on Amazon.com. You can also talk to Lori Watson for therapy in person or via Skype.
I offer couples counseling and sex therapy, and I think about both aspects of the relationship, emotional intimacy and sexual technique, and that combination together helps marriages be happy.
Improve your sex and improve your relationship with Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Find out more at awakenloveandsex.com. Awaken what's possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Matthews, and I want to welcome you to Matthews Counseling. At Matthews Counseling, we believe it is our job to come alongside you in whatever difficult challenges of life you are in and help you rediscover hope and to find the strength that you have to face those challenges. We believe in people, specifically that no two people are alike and therefore they need solutions that are unique to them. We strive to create a safe and comfortable place for you to explore who you want to be and identify the obstacles standing in your way. Oftentimes, the first step toward finding help is the hardest, but it can also be the bravest. At MatthewsCounseling.net, we strive to help make the first step easy. There you will find our blog with some great resources from our therapist. You'll also find a link to our client portal where you can schedule directly with our therapist at your convenience. We offer free 30-minute consultations either in person or over the phone, so the first step is at no cost to you. Give us a call at 919-587-8018 or again, find us online at matthewscounseling.net. We look forward to working with you. All right, we're back talking about Valentine's Day.
Our do's.
Yeah.
What should we do?
What are the do's for Valentine's Day? Number one, have clear expectations.
Oh, yeah.
For what is expected for Valentine's Day.
From your partner.
This is just, I love this as relationship advice anyway.
Every day of the week.
Every day of the week, but when it comes to Valentine's Day, make sure you're clear on what does your partner expect on Valentine's Day. And communicating that from telling your partner, this is what I expect, this is what I want, this is what would make me feel loved, it does not diminish the day, right? But yeah. I think a lot of people are fearful that if they communicate that and if their partner follows that and doesn't go above and beyond or doesn't come up with something on their own, that diminishes the quality of the day or diminishes their relationship in some way. But I'd say if you're not clear, you're not going to get what you want. The expectation is usually going to fall short if you're not clear on those expectations, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think this is something that you need to kind of negotiate together too. You really need to be explicit about this and any other holiday and how you decide to mark it is to be clear together, have a decision. You know, this is how much money we'll spend. This is, you know, if we're going out or we're staying in, who makes the dinner, who, you know, what's going to happen that night.
Yeah.
You know, how romantic do we like it to be?
Yeah. And I think in the beginning, too, like this is a great opportunity to begin to set some traditions around what's your Valentine's Day tradition?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's a way to mark your relationship. It's a great way to say, this is what we're doing. This is what we're about. This is who we are. But if you don't talk about that ahead of time, I think it's hard to know that. So being able to explore what works for you as in your relationship on Valentine's Day becomes really important.
Absolutely. What are your expectations, Adam?
My expectations are that we're going to have some time together in some way. We've had both Valentine's Days where we've gone out and Valentine's Day where we stayed in. And so that we are going to have some time together. Sex.
Yeah.
As an expectation.
Yeah.
That sex is going to happen on Valentine's Day. And that there's going to be some kind of gift given. Whether that sometimes, you know, we've had that where it's just been we don't have a lot of money this year to spend, so it's just going to be a card. Sometimes it's we talk about ahead of time, hey, let's do this, let's spend this, let's give gifts in this way, but some kind of expression that's given. Now that I have kids, too, I have two girls.
Aww.
I don't know what I'm going to do for my son. This is new for him. But for my girls, I have to do something for them for Valentine's Day. So we've made it usually they come downstairs to something, some flowers, some candies, some balloons,
that's
some something.
Lovely.
So that they're recognized as well. But then I always make sure my wife's are bigger. My wife's flowers are bigger. She gets more of the candy, whatever it is. She gets the most.
Yeah, that's right. Good. That's good.
Yeah. So what are yours? What are your expectations?
My expectations are no bowls.
No what?
No bowls. There was a really bad year in our life, and I don't know.
Are you saying B-O-W-L or
B-U-L-L? I am saying no
bowls.
B-O-W-L-S.
Bowls. Okay.
Because my husband gave me bowls for Valentine's Day, like a set of mixing bowls or something.
Oh,
and then he gave me bowls at Christmas. And I'm like, this is like the most horrible year. And it was a really bad year for us.
Okay.
You know, and I think that the bowls reflected the lack of romance we were feeling.
Gotcha.
The lack of connection.
Yeah.
So we've always kidded about that. You know, since then it's like, yeah, don't give me bowls. Yeah. That you know, it's got to be something. I suppose I expect, I love flowers. I'm totally a flower freak.
Okay.
You know, totally a flower freak. So I love flowers. Chocolate, no, that would blow the diet, so no chocolate. I would love to spend dinner together, you know, and it doesn't have to be out. I think at this stage, we go out to dinner a lot. So maybe in the craziness and the crowds of Valentine's Day, I would love a homemade dinner. My husband, when he proposed to me, he made us veal scallopini, rice pilaf, and fresh raspberries for dessert. And so that has become a Valentine's Day dinner that we often make. And that would be wonderful. Yeah. If you're listening, honey.
Veal scallopini.
And sex. Oh, my gosh. There's got to be sex. I mean, forget about it, right? There has to be sex. You know, it's not Valentine's Day without sex.
Yeah. So you don't want utilitarian gifts. No utilitarian gifts.
Not on Valentine's Day. No, it's got to be, you know, something
No vacuum cleaners.
No vacuum cleaners.
No, it really doesn't have to be expensive to me.
I think the dozen roses thing is overdone. And the rose is not my favorite flower anyway. Mm. I would rather... You know, there'll be some thought into it and pink, red, that kind of flower that would be lovely.
My wife is actually not a flower person.
And so you're off the hook, bud.
Well, no, I get her flowers, but if they're the only gift, that's not. So she doesn't want me to spend a whole lot of money on flowers. Uh-huh, she wants me to spend money elsewhere.
On a gift.
She's quality time, really. So she wants to make sure the time is carved out. So the expectation is that we are going to spend some one-on-one time together, apart from the kids, apart from other people, and it's just going to be us together somewhere.
That's really nice. I mean, I would say, too, at this stage in our life, because there aren't kids home. I mean, we can do wild things. We can go to a hotel, and that might be a fun thing to do. I'll have to think about that. Okay.
Like it?
Yeah.
Well, and that's our
next...
You
might be listening.
That is our next... The next two do's are obvious ones, I think, and we've talked a lot about them, but... The next one is to set aside time to be together, right? I think with our busy culture now, the busyness of life has increased. And so you can't leave that till the last minute. So you've got to go ahead and block off time to be together. Coordinate your calendars. And if you need to, if you can't do it on February 14th, block off some time that you are going to celebrate the day. But it has to be where you're setting aside that time to be together and to be intentional, to be face-to-face with each other for an extended amount of time.
I think also you have to know if that's important to your partner, because in your life that has worked better because you have such disastrous Valentine's Day.
That's right.
But in some people's lives, you know, if you don't mark the actual day, it's a problem. My own commitment is to be flexible as well with when we celebrate the birthday or when we celebrate Christmas or when we celebrate Valentine's Day. You know, I want to celebrate.
Yeah.
And we have to have it work out, but it doesn't have to be on the actual day.
But you're right. Some people, that is very important.
And you have to know if that's important. And maybe it's partial, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe on Valentine's Day you give the flowers and the card, but you go out to dinner on the weekend or something that makes more sense in a work week.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we do is that even if we can't go out on actual Valentine's Day, that's when the gifts are given. That's when there's some acknowledgement card, something that happens on Valentine's Day. We don't ignore the day. So.
And I will say more than once, we say, let's give cards in the afternoon, okay, or when we get home from work, because neither one of us has cards.
So you recognize each other's loyalty as waited till the last minute.
Yeah. So let's wait a little bit on that.
Yeah.
And have our celebration later.
Yeah.
And since it's Valentine's Day, I mean, here it's still cold enough that to me a fire, you know, that's so romantic, coming home from work and having wine and a fire. That's the bomb.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
There you go.
Okay, so, and we got to say, we're 4Play Radio Sex Therapy. You got to have sex. I mean, I just think there's an expectation that there's going to be sex. Don't you?
No. I think that is an expectation when you're celebrating your relationship. Anniversaries, Valentine's Day.
Your birthday, Christmas.
ABC
sex.
Yeah. I think that's when the expectation is there. But more importantly, I think it is a celebration of your relationship. And I think that's important. People don't think in terms like that all the time. They don't think about celebrating their relationship. Mm-hmm. But that's what Valentine's Day is. And I think you have to have more. I agree that you have to have more celebrations throughout the year. Valentine's Day cannot be the only only time you have sex, or the only time that you're romantic.
Right.
But sex is the ultimate expression of that, and so it should be. You should have time carved out for that, and intentionally
and
move
do it
the
early.
Night toward that.
I mean, don't leave it to after dinner, right? Like when you're getting home at 10:30 after having drank too much. That's our advice always.
Yeah. So mix it up. Start with sex.
Start
right?
with sex.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Make that the first thing that happens.
When you have energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sex, and make it sexy sex, right?
Yeah.
I mean, dress it up, light the candles, turn that's on not, the music.
It's not the it's
pour
not
the
necessary,
champagne.
Yeah, it's not
Come
necessarily
on.
The time for the routine, right?
This
for
is
the,
not
this
routine
is not,
sex.
This
yet.
Is not your routine.
Yeah.
So being able spicing it up some, and right. there's tons of like this is the time to like. There can be for people that are like, what do we? How do we spice it up?
Uh-huh.
This is the time where you can start to be more
it's easy.
Exploratory.
Just pour him a whiskey.
Yeah.
My husband drinks whiskey.
Yeah,
pour him a whiskey.
Or break out the book. You know, break out the books. Do your research. Mm-hmm. Figure something out you want to try. Like, do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, have a wonderful Valentine's Day from Adam and I at. Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. We just hope that you really do it upright and you have fabulous sex on that day and enjoy yourselves and think about luxury and more.
Yep.
Okay. Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. Your sex therapist, Lori Watson, and couples therapist, Dr. Adam Matthews. Hey, help us stay on top here at Foreplay. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take one sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.